Hello, West Liberty. This is Julie. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm here with West Liberty student and prospective podcaster Anna Dean for this segment of Students with Stories. How are you doing today, Anna?
Hi, Julie. I'm doing great.
Anna's a great writer and a media communications major here. Anna also went through a health crisis when she was in high school. She's since recovered, but can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was 15, I went out to eat with a couple of my friends, and we went to this taco place, and I got tacos, obviously, as one does. And I noticed that the meat kind of didn't look like very cooked, but you know, I was a 15-year-old. I wasn't thinking about it. I was having fun. So I eat these tacos, and like a few weeks later, I start feeling like really sick, like not just like normal, like, oh, you have the flu sick, but like the point where I would get back from school and I would just like climb under my covers and just like lay there for hours. Like I felt terrible. I was not doing good. So my mom scheduled an appointment with my pediatrician at the time. And she was like, what's going on? Like, is everything okay? And I was like, no, I kind of feel like deaf. So they ran some tests and it turned out that I had something called Clostridium difficile, which is kind of a bacteria that attacks your gut. You can get it from eating contaminated food. You can get it from touching like a dirty surface in a random place, you know, like in a restroom or something. So I guess that I picked that up somewhere, and that really started messing with my intestines and everything. And the pediatrician was kind of like, we can't really deal with that here. Like, we need to send you to a specialist. So I got sent to a specialist at Pittsburgh Children's, and they kind of kept me in the hospital for observation for a little while. And they thought that I may have Crohn's disease, which is like kind of, it's a type of disease that also can cause your gut to just attack itself. So they're very similar, but Crohn's disease is a lifelong condition. And I was very concerned about that because I was like, I'm only 15. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with this very well. And I'm feeling really sick. And they wanted me to go on like medication that was really serious. And I was kind of struggling with that. So eventually I got better a little bit and I thought that I was okay. So they let me leave the hospital and I was fine for like a few months, but I was in and out of school like all the time because I would have these like flare-ups that kept coming back and leaving, and it was just really bad. And eventually I ended up having to go back and they were running more tests, and it turned out that all of the stuff that was attacking my gut had kind of formed together and formed this giant abscess. And it was like the size and weight of a softball, I think, by the time that they took it out. So that was surgery number one. And I had to have that removed. I had to have my appendix removed, distal ileum, ileocecal valve. And I know that I'm throwing like a lot of like random terms out that you probably have heard of but are like not sure what they are. So those were things that I had to get removed, and then I had recovery, and then the recovery didn't go so well. So I had a fistula open up, which is kind of like a little pathway that can like open up from different parts of your body, and it can connect to parts of your body that aren't supposed to be connected. So my intestines were connected with my skin, and that was like, you know, a hole in my stomach essentially. And they had to go in and fix that. And I had to make a wish trip in between there. So that's kind of the whole story, but yeah.
Where did you go for your Make-A-Wish trip?
I went to Anna Maria Island in Florida, which I was interested in because my name is Anna Maria, and I was like, oh, that would be cool. I may be dying, so I would like to see something, like a whole island that is named after me. So, that, yeah.
When did this first happen? What year?
So this first happened in 2013 when I was 15, and it ended in 2016, and the year that I went on the Make-A-Wish trip was 2015.
What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2017. And I was actually on the homebound program for like a lot in between there. So I had to basically do all of my school at home and like in the hospital and stuff like that.
How is the schooling while you're in the hospital? How does that go?
It is definitely very difficult, because on the times where I was actually able to be home and like see my family and everything, a teacher would come to my house, and he was really great. His name was Mr. Villani, and I think he's actually the principal of Tridelphia now. I could be wrong though, so don't take me at my word for that, but the last I heard, that's what he was. But he would come to my house, and he would teach all of the different subjects for me, and I would kind of try to communicate with my teachers at school and type up all my assignments and like email them to them. But it was very stressful when it was in the hospital, because like obviously he couldn't come to the hospital, and I would be up in Pittsburgh, or eventually I had to get a second opinion in Cincinnati Children's, so that was a lot harder for him to do. But we would communicate like through phone calls and everything, and he did come to visit me once to just drop off a bunch of schoolwork and leave. So
That's reminiscent of like what happened during COVID for
definitely
high school.
Yeah,
were you in school during COVID?
I was in college by the time that COVID happened. Yeah.
Was it similar experience?
I would say definitely, especially that first semester of COVID. Were you in college when yet?
No,
you
I'm
were in
a,
high
I'm
school.
First, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So but if you remember like the first semester that COVID happened and everything, like there wasn't a lot of communication between teachers and students. So it was definitely very reminiscent of that, because it would just be like you'd get an email and you'd have an assignment to do, and you had no idea what was going on or where it came from or what class it was even for. So yeah.
Okay, thanks, Anna. After this break, Anna's going to talk about her schooling and how that's gone. Stay tuned. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Hit music just keeps bubbling up on 91.5. Keep listening for more jams to pop up on WGLZ, West Liberty. Hello, West Liberty. This is Joe Lee. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Welcome back to this segment of Students with Stories with our guest, Anna Dean. Anna, you were just talking about your surgeries that you had when you were in school. After your surgeries, how did you get back into the school routine and being homebound?
Yeah, that was definitely a tough situation, because I had been out of practice with being in school for so long. So I think that I had my surgery, my last one, in December of 2016. And then I needed about like 2.5 months of recovery time to be able to walk comfortably again, to get my stitches out and everything. So I went back to school like the second week of February, I think, and it was a tough transition. Like I was not able to sit in classes for very long. I couldn't wear like an actual backpack. I had to wheel a backpack behind me, which was embarrassing for a high schooler to do.
Did that affect your like your friendships or socially, having not been in school?
Definitely, because I've been lucky enough to live on the same street as my best friend for like my whole life, so I was able to see her, but I wasn't able to see like most of the friends that I made through school, so it was definitely hard. Yeah.
How did you cope with having to be in class all day when you were, you know, in the hospital doing your work? How did you cope with being at school for the whole 8 hours?
At first, I did not cope with it very well. Like, I would be trying to go home early because I just did not feel good. I did not want to sit there for that long. And I eventually just kind of sat myself down and I was like, okay, I have to graduate. I need to move on with my life, and like, this thing happened to me, this thing sucked, but I can get over it and I can move on.
You were out of school for so long, but you're in college now, so obviously you have recovered. What is it that, how did you decide that you wanted to do like podcasting after school?
Yeah, so I took a year off after high school just because I was like, okay, that was 3 years of a really tough time. I'm just gonna take a little bit, just kind of work. And throughout that time, I was listening to things. I was trying to write more. And that's always something that's been in the back of my mind. Like, I've always enjoyed being creative. But originally, I went to college for psychology because I thought that that was a good idea for some reason. It was not. And I eventually ended up transferring here to West Liberty in the midst of COVID and deciding, okay, I want to do something that's creative, and communications seemed like the best place for that. And I kind of found like my little niche through there.
Where did you transfer from?
I transferred from WVU.
And what kind of podcasting do you want to do after college?
I would like to do story-based podcasting if I'm able to. I know that you kind of have to make your own market for those kind of things. You know, like, if you're trying to tell a narrative story, you have to kind of sit down and think about it and be able to write and write for an audience. So I think that it might be hard to get into, but it's definitely something that I would like to stick at and work towards doing.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Anna, for your time here today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the programming. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We're college radio and we are passionately vocal.